our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Open, saith the Lord, why thy mouth believing, this my covenant word I will, if thou plead, fill thine every need, all thy wants relieving, and what follows. Psalter 431, the stanzas 4 through 6. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 24, the verses 32 through 58. And afterwards from the Confession of Faith, article number 8. Genesis 24, the verses 32 through 58. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat, but he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And he said, speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old. And unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, the Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath, when thou comest to my kindred, and if they give thee not one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass, that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink, and she say to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels, let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face, and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bow down my head and worship the Lord and bless the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee better good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass that when Abram's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, as seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, send me away, that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Thus far the scripture reading. From the Confession of Faith, Article 8, a God is one in essence, yet distinguished in three persons. According to this truth and this word of God, we believe in one only God, who is one single essence, in which are three persons really, truly, and eternally distinct, according to their incommunicable properties, namely, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. The Father is the cause, origin, and beginning of all things, visible and invisible. The Son is the Word, wisdom, and image of the Father. The Holy Ghost is the eternal power and might, proceeding from the Father and the Son. And nevertheless, God is not by this distinction divided into three, since the Holy Scriptures teach us that the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost have each his personality, distinguished by their properties, but in such wise that these three persons are but one only God. Hence then, it is evident that the Father is not the Son, nor the Son the Father, and likewise the Holy Ghost is neither the Father nor the Son. And nevertheless, these persons thus distinguished are not divided nor intermixed, for the Father hath not assumed the flesh, and nor hath the Holy Ghost, but the Son only. The Father hath never been without a Son, and nor without his Holy Ghost, for they are all three co-eternal and co-essential. There is neither first nor last, for they are all three one in truth, in power, in goodness, and in mercy. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, that we have heard from the confession of our fathers, based upon thy holy word, unto whom we draw nigh in prayer, where thou art that eternal, where thou art that majestic, that glorious Father, a Son and Holy Ghost, can never be understood, can never be comprehended, and yet it is so necessary that it is believed, that we and our children may be saved. And now, Lord, in our deep fallen Adam, then we have lost thy image, we have lost that knowledge, and our understanding has become so darkened, then there is still that innate knowledge that tells us that there is a God. But, O Lord, now it is so necessary that by the work of thy Holy Spirit, that those divine mysteries, that they are taught unto us and our children, that we learn truly in the way of experience, that there is a God who was so good doing and so just, against whom we have sinned so grievously. And then it is so necessary by thy Spirit, that thou teachest the Son, ah, Lord, wilt thou grant those divine lessons in this afternoon hour. May the preaching of thy holy word, may it be used to that end. Oh, the solemnest of all this cried out of the depths unto thee. And, O Lord, what a depths there can be. Oh, there are so many temporal depths, in the way of trials, in the way of afflictions, in the way of discouragements, disappointments. But now it is so necessary that we are given to cry out of the depth of our deep fall, out of our sinnership, ah, Lord. Thou hast a people upon the earth, when they come in those depths, that a historical knowledge will not suffice, that historical understanding cannot bring them out of those depths, but then they need thee. Lord, wilt thou then be a wonder-doing God? May thy word go forth with power divine. Oh, may it be the hour, thy set hour, that sinners may be converted by thee unto thee, that they may be brought into depths, and then they shall cry after thee, O Lord. Thou hast promised to work from generation to generation. Also in this afternoon hour, we cannot remain the same under thy word. Wilt thou remember thy children? May there be many Rebeccas amongst them, us, and may they receive a little instruction. Thou hast a people upon the earth that desire to hear their name mentioned, and then they are given to rejoice. But, oh Lord, Rebecca needed to become the bride of Isaac, and so the greater Isaac abides spirit. Then he is searching out that bride. Oh Lord, do then a great work amongst us. Oh, we remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth in these serious and these solemn times where thy judgments are so low over the earth. May we have hearts to perceive it, and oh Lord, may we not be hardened under thy speaking, but may thy church be given to repent and cry mightily unto thee, and that thy solemn speaking may be used, ah, Lord. What a wonder and what a blessing that would be if thou would use it to grant a great revival amongst us and our children in the latter days of the earth, before heavier and more solemn judgments come over the earth. Remember the established churches. Remember our theological school, the instructors, the students. Help in a special way him who may speak an edifying word. And, oh Lord, thou knowest because of the circumstances, then the border is still closed. We may humbly ask thee that in due time that it may be opened. Wilt thou uphold the persecuted church, take the blindness, the veil from the Jewish nation, and wilt thou remember all mission work, also our mission field. Wilt thou remember thy servants and the team. May they be given to see fruit upon their labors, and may it please thee to grant an administrator and also another church worker. May it truly be bound upon the heart. Lord, remember our manifold needs. Wilt thou supply our daily bread? Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery? Ah, do continue to uphold them. And remember the elderly ones in the evening of their lives. Remember all under the doctor's care, the afflicted ones. Thou knowest the fears and the concerns. And Lord, when thou grantest the fair measure of health, and when thou grantest prosperity, not so many troubles and not so many trials, families where love may abound, ah, may we be given to pause and consider how we use our strength and health, and where all thy goodness and prosperity has brought us. Ah, Lord, may we as a people be found as more a begging and a praying people. And now we humbly ask thee, Lord, in this hour for thy gracious help. Wilt thou open thy word? Wilt thou open our mouth? And wilt thou open all of our hearts? Ah, grant a good hour together. Remember all those that have come to thy house. Remember the greater part of the congregation that remain in their dwellings, Lord. May that truly become a heavy burden. May it become our sin. May it become our guilt. May we be given to repent. May the outgoing of this service then be for the coming of thy kingdom, and for the glory of thy name. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 124, the stanzas 1, 2, 8, and 9. My heart doth overflow, a goodly theme is mine. My eager tongue with joyful song doth praise the King Divine, and what follows, 124, 1, 2, 8, and 9. In this afternoon hour, with the help of the Lord, then by renewal we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Genesis 24, the verses 29 through 58, and we shall read by renewal verse 58. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Our text words speak of Eliezer winning the heart of Rebekah for Isaac. With four thoughts in the first place, Eliezer brought to Rebekah's home. Secondly, Eliezer glorifying his master and his son. Thirdly, Eliezer relating the Lord's wonderful providence. And fourthly, Eliezer receiving a comforting answer. Beloved congregation, then we have already heard wonderful things in this chapter. And then in the first place, a history for instruction for us and our children and for our young people. Because then it is evident in this history concerning the marriage of Isaac and Rebekah that there were many that had a great interest in the same. Father Abram, of course Isaac, Eliezer, but also when Eliezer has come to the land of Haran, then it was evident that Rebekah, that she had a close relationship with her mother, and that after she has given the camels to drink, the man is worshipped, that she has run home to her mother, and that she has unburdened her heart and ask her mother concerning those thoughts. Then it is also clear that Laban, as a brother of Rebekah, that he had a great concern concerning his sister, concerning her marriage. What a blessing when it may be so in the family circles. And then we have heard in this chapter, what would be a marriage that has begun with the Lord, that in different ways, different places, a calling upon the Lord and a worshiping of the Lord. Then we have said, then this history is a beautiful type in the way that the Lord leads his church, and that the church, the bride, the black bride, may become the bride of the bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ. But then we have stated that it is only in part, because think, Rebekah, when Eliezer has come to that well, then we read of a diligent and of a thrifty and of a willing Rebekah. But how does the Lord now find his people? In that faraway country. It is true, the one perhaps more tender than another, but he never finds one among the children of men that are willing to be saved by grace. Congregation, we can think so, that we like to be converted, but not as the Lord converts his people, because then we have to be stripped of everything, lose everything, learn who we are, and not as a white bride, but as a black bride, to become the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be washed from all of our sins. Think of John 4, when the Lord Jesus Christ, when he has also come to a well, the well of Sychar, the well of Jacob, And then Jesus has said, give me to drink. And what did that Samaritan woman, was she then so willing? How can it be that thou art a Jew, asketh me to drink? And then Jesus has conversed with her. Oh, then finally come to the point called thy husband. But now with Rebecca, we have heard it. Oh, she was diligent, she was willing. As she has run to her home, Laban has fetched Eliezer, the animals. They were provided for because they read in the Bible, the righteous man careth for the life of his beast. And then they were planning. And then we read, and there was set meat before him to eat. But then Eliezer has said that he shall not eat till he has told his errand. Oh, also a Rebecca, when she has watered those 10 thirsty camels, she must have worked up quite an appetite. But how do you think it was now with Rebecca? Did she now first have a desire to eat? Oh, no. She had a desire that that servant may be given to speak. Has that ever happened with us, congregation? Can be during the week, a weekday service, and that because of work we have delays, and that we come not home so early, but then supper is not so important. Then we are willing to skip a supper that we may be in God's house and that we may hear what the Lord has to say unto us. And then Eliezer has begun to speak. And who, boys and girls, who do you think has listened the best? There were Eliezer, servants, Laban, Bethuel, undoubtedly other servants. Who do you think has listened the best? That was Rebecca. And now with Rebecca, she had things that other people did not have. In the first place, she has experienced much. If we had now asked Rebecca in that house, Rebecca, tell us now what has taken place, then she would not have to add, subtract. She could plainly tell what she had experienced at that well. And so the Lord has a people upon the earth that may tell, when they may have freedom, of what the Lord has done. Then in the second place, then Rebecca had something else that no one else had. And that was that jewel upon her forehead and those bracelets upon her arms. And so it is also with the true people of God, because they are wrought upon by the Holy Spirit. And then that jewel on her forehead, that's where her brain is, boys and girls. That's what we think with. That's what we will and desire with, not excluding our heart. And now when the Lord works by His Spirit, then our understanding is enlightened. And then in beginning, I say in beginning, because that people has so much to learn, but on account of that love shed abroad in the heart, then they have a desire to direct their pathways according to the word of God. And then those bracelets upon her arms, what do we do with her hands? We labor. And so we also read in Revelation 13 concerning the beast out of the sea and the beast out of the earth. Then we read of that mark on the forehead and mark on our right hand. That shall be a mark, thoughts contrary to God's word. Then further, Rebecca, then she has received a hope. Oh, a hope that this Eliezer His name is not mentioned. And so when the Spirit works, it is so hidden, nevertheless, that people cannot deny what has taken place. But then Rebecca, then she has received the hope. And now we may say it so, Eliezer, he has begun a sermon. And then first we have heard it, then Eliezer has magnified his master Abram, how great he was, his riches, gold and silver, men servants and maid servants. And so the Lord also works. Ah, when the Lord begins, then we learn how great a God that the Lord is, that he is the possessor of the heavens and of the earth, that everything takes place according to his providence, that the Lord owns everything, and that the Lord, because Abram had men servants and maid servants, and then we are given to see that there is a people upon the earth, and that is a happy people. Have we ever learned it, boys and girls? Become jealous of God's people. But now Eliezer has continued. And now concerning that Rebecca, are there yet a few Rebeccas in my midst? Then my question is, how old are you? Because boys and girls, we have a birthday. But we also need a second birthday. That is when we are born again. But now concerning those Rebeccas, depending how old they are, that makes a difference how they listen with their ears. To make it clear, let's say if Rebecca had now only been 8 or 9 years old, then she would have listened to that great Abram, and that he had the gold and silver. She would have been playing with her jewel maybe, and with her bracelets. But then she would have not listened so attentively what Eliezer had further to say. But now Rebecca in our chapter, she was older. We do not know how old. But she was of the age, creation ordinances, that she desired a husband. And to that end, then when those Rebeccas become older, then they listen with different ears. And then we can understand that Rebecca, that she was all ears. When Eliezer was given to declare that Abram, that Sarah, in her old age, that she has received the son. Then Rebecca was all ears, because that is what she desired, and that is what she needed. Thus, if there are Rebeccas, those Rebeccas amongst us, how old are you now? Have you grown up and become a little older? That room has been made, oh, for the only Son of God. Because when that Son, Eliezer, has revealed it, that as Sarah has borne to Abram in his old age a son, then it was a son revealed. And now Rebecca, because of the desire in her heart and her need, and then we have stated before, oh, it is but a faint example, because those true Rebeccas, oh, they experience that they are so black. They learn more and more their sinnership. They have learned that they can never pay their debt. Thus our Rebecca in our chapter, it is but a faint example. But then what a wonder it may be for Rebecca talked out and worked out, when it may be heard that the Father has a son whom he has sent upon this world, who would suffer and to die. Ah, then those Rebekahs, they are all ears. Ah, for Rebekah. Then it was her desire. Oh, in her thoughts, she must have tried to figure it out how old Isaac maybe was. And then it was the desire of her Rebekah that she may hear more about Isaac, what he looked like, and so on. Are there souls that understand it? Were the Son of God, where he has become so necessary, and where he has become so precious? And now further, then we read in the verses 37 through 41, the mission of Eliezer. Thus Rebekah, as she has learned much already at the well, she received those gifts, and they were beautiful gifts. Oh, what beautiful gifts that the Spirit grants to his people, those gifts, faith, hope, and love, repentance, humility, oh, those tears. But now she has heard more, because at that well, if we would have asked Rebekah, where do those gifts really come from? She would say, I do not know, but I know they're beautiful. But now she has heard of that rich father and that son, not sure whether the gifts, who they came from, but she was instructed further, and so it is, so indispensable for those Rebekahs, that they may be taught in the things of the Lord. And now the further part of that sermon, in the verses 37 through 41, the mission of Eliezer. Ah, then for Rebekah, then she was given to hear what has transpired in the land of Canaan. She did not know anything about it, but that there was spoken of the marriage in the land of Canaan already. And then in verse 37, 38, 40, there's spoken of a wife. In verse 39, of the woman. Then Rebekah has heard more, as she has heard of wonderful things, of what was spoken about before Eliezer has come to the well. Oh, then we read in verse 40, and he said unto me, the Lord before whom I walk, will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Ah, then we can understand how that the heart of Rebekah was given to leap for joy. Maybe she had trouble restraining herself, that she was not given to speak, that she thought, an angel is not necessary. I have those precious gifts. I am a willing bride. Our third thought, Eliezer relating the Lord's wonderful providence. And then in the verses 42 through 48, we have the application. And then Eliezer, he has continued. And I came this day unto the well and said. Then Eliezer, Rebekah has experienced much at the well. But now when Eliezer was given to continue to speak, then her life was declared. Of course, she had experienced different things, but her knowledge was limited. And now Eliezer has opened it up more than Rebekah was all ears. Ah, then a Rebekah. Ah, for those true Rebekahs. that takes place at times in the house of God, that their life is declared, can even be, has even happened in church, that there have been people after the service that have went to the minister and says, who has told you about me? Because then they have heard their life declared. And that has now taken place. Oh, Rebecca, oh, Shirley, how the tears must have flowed. That she was given to be wondered the leadings of the Lord. And that she was given, oh, before there was spoken of a wife, of a woman. But Rebecca needed that personal application. And then Eliezer has declared and told how he has asked the Lord to prosper his way and asked that when the virgin cometh, oh, Rebecca, still a virgin, may that also be instruction for our young people, for all of us. But, oh, those true Rebeccas, they are not virgins, but they learn that they are so black. Nevertheless, they hear their name declared. And then a Rebecca has heard the way that the Lord has led Eliezer, and how that she was the woman that has given all her camels drink. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, verse 45. And that is what those true Rebeccas desire. Because those true Rebeccas, with that further and deeper uncovering, they write many bitter things against themselves. Oh, they cannot deny what the Lord has done. That shall never be erased out of their memory. Many providential happenings also. But there are so many buts and so many ifs. But now those true Rebeccas, oh, it is true. When Eliezer has declared concerning that well, then a Rebecca was included, but she now desired not to only hear of the woman, a virgin, a wife, but to hear her name mentioned. And that has now happened in verse 45. And how did Eliezer now know? Because we do not read when Eliezer is asked who she was. She said she was the daughter, but she did not mention her name, Rebecca. And yet, Eliezer has mentioned her name. Ah, when that may take place in the house of God, then those Rebeccas, then they are so glad. And then we read further of what has transpired at that well, that she has given the camels drink. Then verse 47, and I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou? That is a different order than it has actually taken place, but not so important, because Eliezer was stressing the most important, whose daughter she was. And then by renewal, then those gifts were mentioned. And then Eliezer was given to declare that he was given to worship. Thus then a Rebecca, then she has heard exactly what has transpired at that well, with further details which she did not know. Oh, what an encouragement and what a hope that must have given. And then in verse 49, and now if ye will deal kindly, that is the application, and now if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Oh, then it cannot be different. Daddy Rebecca, that she must have had difficulty restraining, that she would sit here as Rebecca. Oh, if you knew how willing I am to leave my father's house, that I may journey to that far country, then I am willing to leave everything behind. Oh, difficulty refraining herself. Ah, those are not the worst times for those Rebeccas, when their heart may begin to burn, when they may hear that precious greater Isaac declared in his preciousness, oh, in his riches, and when they may have those gifts. Our forethought, Eliezer receiving a confirming answer, but let us first sing. Psalter 69, the stanzas 1, 2, 6, and 7. Be thou my judge, O righteous Lord, try thou my inmost heart. I walk with steadfast trust in thee, nor from thy ways depart. And what follows, 69, 1, 2, 6, and 7. our forethought, Eliezer, receiving a confirming answer. Then we do not read that Rebekah has spoken about Laban and Bethuel. The thought is that Bethuel, the father, that he has become old and infirm, and to that end Laban has played a larger part in these transactions. And then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, that thing proceedeth from the Lord. Ah, that is the desire of those true Rebekahs. Because those Rebekahs, they can have so many questions, and they can have so many riddles. And then it is the desire that it is indeed of the Lord. What a blessing it is when in the midst of the church that it may be so clear that it is a work wrought by the Holy Spirit, that it is the true leadings, and it is true. The Lord leads the one deeper than the other. But those true Rebekahs, they shall all learn the same thing, out of what a death and what a need they are delivered. And it is now the work of Eliezer, the work of the Holy Spirit, to glorify, to make room in the heart of those Rebekahs for the greater Isaac. We cannot speak unto thee a better good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. Oh, what a word that was for Rebekah. Rebekah is before thee. Let her be thy master's son wife. Ah, then surely we can picture it. Rebekah, in a flood of tears given to bewonder, the dealings of the Lord with her, that it was not a question which daughter who it would be to be a wife for Isaac, although hitherto the name of the son is not mentioned. And then further, and it came to pass that when Abram's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. Ah, what an encouragement for Rebekah, that the Lord was honored and that the Lord was glorified. And now further, and the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold. She has already received that jewel on her forehead and those bracelets, but now she has received more jewels. But now with that second receiving, then it was different than with the first. Because the first time, of course, she knew that they were given by Eliezer, but she did not really know who those gifts came from. But now when Eliezer may come in the house, and he has declared his mission and what has been experienced at the well, then now Rebekah, and now she may know who those gifts are from. Oh, when the Lord works, then those Rebekahs, they receive those precious gifts. And young and old, when we receive those gifts, then we are spoiled for the world. But then we do not really know. They come from above, but we cannot explain it. But now, in that second giving, then Rebekah, if we had asked her, Rebekah, who are you now receiving those gifts from? Oh, then she could tell us that Eliezer, he is the servant. He is the means but that those gifts, that they come from the Father, and that they surely come from the Son, that Rebecca may be won over to become the bride of the bridegroom. Thus, in that second giving, then Rebecca could explain fuller and further who those gifts have come from. And so it is so necessary and profitable that those Rebeccas, that they may be instructed and that they may be led further. And now, and the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold. Then in our marginal notes of our King James Version, then those jewels, then they actually refer to vessels. Thus then the servant has given to Rebecca those vessels of silver and of gold. Then when Rebecca has received those gifts, where do you think her thoughts went to? How she could use those gifts, oh, those vessels. Then we see that the Lord rewards his people. She was given to use her pitcher to water those camels of Eliezer. And now in return she has received vessels of gold and silver. Oh, then it cannot be different. And that is the mark of those true Rebeccas, that with the gifts they receive, that they end not in self, but with those gifts they may be given to glorify the Lord. That is the desire of the church of God, not unto us, O Lord, but unto thy honor be, unto thy name be all the honor given. Then it cannot be different than a Rebecca has already thought. Oh, now we have vessels of gold, vessels of silver, now as a bride. Now in the future, then I shall be enabled to serve Isaac. And not only jewels of silver and jewels of gold, and also raiment. Ah, that is what those Rebeccas need, even those true Rebeccas, because Rebecca was not so poor. And she was clothed simply, modestly, but all those true Rebeccas, they learned that they have filthy garments. They learned that they're filthy garments, that those garments do not cover before the justice of God, before the wrath of God. Oh, then those true Rebeccas, then they need a garment. They need an other garment, that is the robe of righteousness. And gave them to Rebecca. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. That is the experience of the true church of God. What a blessing when the Lord grants unto his people exercises. With those Rebeccas concerning those further leadings to come to a saving knowledge of the Son of God and to be brought to that assurance. And the church shall experience when that takes place, because Laban and her mother, they were busy with these things. They desired that Rebecca would be married, receive a loving husband, and become fruitful, that the promise may be fulfilled. Thus Laban, the mother, they were busy therewith, and now they have experienced that they have also received gifts, and that shall be the experience of the true people of God. We have the examples in the Bible. Think of Ruth in Ruth 3 when she has come on the threshing floor of Boaz. And then I read at the end of that chapter in the morning when Boaz has sent her away, that he measured out 6 measures of barley. And then in verse 17, then Ruth was given to declare that Boaz has said, go not empty to your mother-in-law. Thus then that Naomi also received a gift. Oh, we have more examples. Think of Daniel in Daniel 9 and 10. When he became so exercised with the children of Judah in captivity, oh, he has owned his guilt. Daniel did not say that wicked people, my wicked people, but we have done wickedly, we have transgressed. Oh, Lord, forgive. And then an angel has come and said, Daniel, thou art greatly beloved. Ah, that is the experience of the living church. May the Lord grant it more. Those exercises, that wrestling for those true Rebekahs. Also, that Rebekahs may be born in Zion, but also concerning the further leadings. Thus, also, Laban and his mother have received precious things. And then they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him. What a meal that must have been. Also for Rebekah, hitherto, we do not read that Rebekah has spoken in that house, but how she has listened. Oh, difficulty refraining herself, waiting for the time that she could, that she may speak. What a meal it must have been with Eliezer, those servants and her household. Of course, it was not the Lord's Supper. Boys and girls can understand it. But for those true Rebekahs, oh, when they may come to a knowledge of the Son of God, so necessary, so precious. And although they did not have that full assurance, because Rebekah was not yet in the tent of Isaac, she was still a single woman, but with that knowledge, then it can be for those true Rebekahs that they are given to melt away under the loving kindness of the Lord and for the strengthening of faith that, oh, as a Rebekah to become the bride of Isaac and tarried all night, and they rose up in the morning. What a night that must have been for Rebekah. What do you think she has done? Oh, then undoubtedly she did not sleep. Oh, that she was given to meditate upon what she has experienced, and that her experience has been confirmed by Eliezer. Oh, she has heard her name mentioned, because Eliezer has said, Rebekah, how Rebekah must have that night, how she must have tried on that raiment, thinking about the son, did not know his name yet, but that she may be a fitting bride for Isaac, how she must have looked at those jewels of silver and of gold, those first gifts which he has received. Oh, what a tears must have been shed during that night. Those are not the worst night for Rebekahs. When they had a good Sunday in church, when their name was heard, Oh, then can it not be during the night watches that they are given to be wonder what they have heard, to be given to be wonder what they have experienced, given to meditate, given to behold those precious gifts which have come from the Father and from the Son. It is true, for Rebecca, there were still many questions, but undoubtedly with everything that she has experienced and with those gifts she has received, that she had a burning heart to immediately leave and to make that long journey that she may become the bride of that Son. Oh, can it not be in the life of those true Rebeccas after the celebration of the Lord's Supper, that it may be a night watch of meditation, of bewonderment. Oh, that you can wash those spiritual Rebeccas in her tears. And then they have tarried all night. They rose up in the morning, and Eliezer sent me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go. Concerning those 10 days, it is not so clear in the original. It is even possible that it refers to a longer period of time. Does Laban, they have said, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak good and evil. And now Eliezer, with an eye upon his master and Isaac, a desire to depart quickly. And then when Eliezer has said, send us away, then they have said, let her still abide for a little while. Then what do we see? It happens more often when the Lord works lovingly and irresistibly by his Holy Spirit, and the church hears it. Hopefully they are glad. But sometime, even many times, that the church even says, does not have to be so strict, does not have to go so deep, do not have to be so self-righteous, because we have to go through the world. We cannot forsake everything, and that resistance is felt. I have read of George Mueller, and alas, that young man, he did not behave so well. He did things which were not right, and his father was not so happy with his boy. Did not give his father a good name. But then when George Mueller was 20 years old, the Lord converted him. And then it all became different. And then there came a reformation. And then still his father even seemed to be less happy, because he thought so strict and so far it does not have to go. Then what else do we see? That Laban and that family, they did not have an eye concerning awaiting Abram and awaiting son. Because their children can even understand what a prayers must have been sent up to the Lord, also by Isaac, that the way would be made prosperous, and that Eliezer would return with a fitting wife a helpmeet that he would love. And we have heard it before, it was a great journey, approximately 500 miles, thus one way and also back. Then what a waiting that must have been for Isaac. But when Laban and his family said, of course there was a natural love, that they may still keep their sister a little longer, that is a blessing when there is natural love. But that family did not have an eye to Abram and to Isaac, that were praying and waiting for Eliezer to return. And then we read, and he said unto them, hinder me not, as seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, send me away, that I may go to my master. Oh, then we see it, that beautiful type of Eliezer, of the work of the Holy Spirit, because it is the work of the Spirit, and that rule may be made in the hearts of Rebekah's for the greater Isaac, that they may be brought together, united by true saving faith. And they said, oh, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah. Oh, we have said, what a night that must have been for Rebekah, with her gifts, her jewels, the vessels, with her raiment, what she has experienced at the well, what she has heard of the Father and of the Son. Ah, then it cannot be different that she first had to wash her face to try to wipe away all the tears. And then they have called, and they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And at this time, as boys and girls, you can understand that in the time of Rebekah, that they did not have cameras yet, that Eliezer has brought a picture of Isaac and said, Rebekah, this is now a picture of Isaac. No, it was impossible. So there was still much unknown in the life of Rebekah concerning Isaac. But as she has heard much, she has received precious gifts, and she has experienced the wonderful dealings of that servant. And upon everything she has experienced, wilt thou go with this man? And now in Oriental times, it was a much deeper question than in our days. Sometime it happens, a young man, a young woman, get to know each other from another place, and then there's also disgust, because then one has to move. That is disgust whether one would be willing to leave congregation, family circle, and move to another country, another part of the country. But then, traveling easier, communication. But in the Bible times, when a bride would leave her tribe, then there would be a complete severance. Then that bride would be incorporated into another tribe. She would labor for that tribe and likely never see her family again. Thus then that question that was put to Rebekah, that was a very profound And that was a very deep question. And to that end, we read in Psalm 45, verse 10, there it speaks of those spiritual Rebekahs and that greater Isaac, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured out upon his lips. And then in verse 10, hearken, O daughter, and consider. Thus Rebekah, consider. If you now say yes, then soon a final separation shall come from your family, from your kindred, and from your country. And consider and incline thy ear. And then added, forget also thine own people and thy father's house. Thus then we can sense a little of the depth of that question that was put to Rebekah. And what did Rebekah now say? Did she say, I would like a few days to think about it, to consider it? I also would like 10 days. No. Immediately. Because her heart was won over. A few simple words. Oh, with a burning heart, a desire, such a love for what she has experienced and what she has heard. Then she has said, I will go. And how is it now with us, congregation? Have we now ever made that good choice? The Lord calls unto us by his word, by his blessings, by his providences, many ways to follow the Lord. And now when the Lord works, wilt thou go with this man? That means to leave many houses. Oh, when the Lord begins in the heart of those Rebekahs, then they are, that way to the world is cut off. Then they have made that good choice to follow the Lord in sown and unsown ways. Wilt thou go with this man? Then they have to learn to be cut off from the house of duties, from the house of works, and from the house of bondage. Wilt thou go with this man? Then they have to leave everything. Matthew 16, verse 24. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. But now we read in Galatians 5, verse 6, that faith worketh by love. What precious instruction. Are there now Rebekahs amongst us? A word is not all a strange language. And then we have asked already, how old are those Rebekahs? Have you been led further? And not only to receive those gifts, to be further instructed where those gifts come from, but also to be given to experience that the gifts, that they are not the giver, and that we need that greater bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that with the Rebekah to be given to answer, I will go. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard that Rebekah has experienced wonderful things and that her heart was completely won over. and that she was given to answer, I will go, ah, Lord. Well, to grant that Eliezer, that he may have much work to do amongst us and our children and our history, he has come to the well. Oh, then it is a special place to work in thy church, where those Rebekahs may be found, where they may be drawn, and where they may be instructed. Lord, grant the further leadings in the life of thy people, and not to rest upon the answer, I will go, but to need to come into the tent of Isaac and to be embraced by thee. Lord, watch over us in the furtherance of this Lord's day. Grant traveling mercies and bring us under the means of grace once more. We may acknowledge thee, that we may still come up to thy house, still have a few words to speak. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter 336, the stanzas 1 and 2. I have followed truth and justice, leave me not in deep distress. Be my help and my protection, let the proud no more oppress. And what follows, 336, the two stanzas. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.